asleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep.
I thought that perhaps I'd do something a little bit different, and I hope you guys like it. The first part of the show, I'm going to read a few things to you, some from the Book of Light and other things that would be some quotations. And then I'm going to lead you into a gratitude meditation that really is yummy. You're going to love it. So to start off with, before I get into all that, let's get the business taken care of. In case you are tuning in for the first time, let me explain to you that our fine sponsor is Hydramay, Skin Nutrition. And if you haven't tried that, please do. You'll be really happy. No greasy after effects or anything like that. And it actually nourishes your skin. It's different than a skin lotion or skin cream, although it is creamy. But anyway, it's a wonderful preparation, and I hope you guys get a chance to try that. Now, let me go forward with what's going to be subject for tonight. Since Turkey Day is coming up, and we here in America have a tendency to overindulge, shall we say, on our Thanksgiving Day, which is Thursday, I thought, well, perhaps I'd read a few things. One is called A Letter to the I Within Me, and this is from the book Light. That's by the Mevlana Group. And so just sit back and listen here. Today, your entire body and cells will speak with you. The one who speaks, the very body and cells of all those who read this message. My soul friend, would you believe me if I told you that I am your oldest and only friend since the day you were sown to your mother's terrestrial field? You know that we breathed the first breath in the world together, and we got to know the world together. Until today, you and I shared everything together as the closest two friends and as a whole, and lived our childhood together. When I fell down while playing, together with me, you too felt the pain that I had. You cried and shared it with me. For then, we were a whole, and you had not yet abandoned me. When you became adolescent, your heart shifted to love and to the world. It was as if you were observing the world for the first time beyond your childish eyes. Everything seemed attractive to you, and you began to develop an interest in everything. The first cigarette you smoked killed three of my lung cells at that moment. I wonder if you know this. The first drink you had paralyzed my thought cells first, before my brain cells, and in time decreased their ability and power. While most of the food you ate with great appetite and pleasure fed my cells and fattened them up, you never heard the help cries of the blood flowing in our veins, because henceforth you had been intoxicated by the world, and you had then forgotten me who was carrying you, that is, your body and all your organs. You have not come to this world for pleasure. You have come for a mission. Your first mission is to exalt your soul by the experiences you attain. Do not forget that if I am annihilated, you will return to the place from which you have come without having performed your mission. My mission is to carry you on my back until you complete your mission. From time to time, to prevent your mad way of carrying on and from making you remember me, I made you hear, even if not wishing, the cries of my organs, the pain of which I was feeling. Your world had become such an unrenounceable passion for you that you were seized by the fear of death. You did not want to leave your world. You went to the doctor. You took medicine. You tried numerous different remedies, and in the end you got well. Very naturally, you will go to the doctor. You will take your medicine. They are your life reinforcements. However, you will never be able to understand that which made you well, or my morale tablets. After you got well, again, you submerged in your old interests. I am not angry with you for exhausting me carelessly by your pleasures, ambitions, and unconscious distresses. I forgive you. However, I have carried you within me with love until today without complaining. But I am very tired now, and from now on you within me are obliged to carry me. Forgive me for being a burden for you. I would not wish it to be so. Now I leave you together with the smoke of your cigarette, with your drinks in the goblet, and your passions of the world, until I consider you again in the morrows as someone worthy to be carried. Whew, wow. I hadn't actually read that whole thing through before. That kind of gives you a few things to think about in this time of overindulgence, doesn't it? Our bodies carry us through everything. You are still alive because your body did everything it had to do and everything that it could do to keep you alive, to keep you on the path of your mission. And I think one of the things that we tend to forget in our busy Russian life is that we should be grateful, grateful to the body, grateful to our circumstances. And if there are some of you out there sitting there going, ha, you try to be grateful for this, first of all, let me say I understand. And then let me say, look at the things that you do have that you can be grateful for. Look at those things around you that bring you joy, some kind of happiness or pleasure. And if you truly live in such a place where you have none of those things, then you have to look within yourself for that. Because that's really where everything comes from. And I can't tell you how many people that I've run across in the last couple of months even who have not even the slightest spark of gratitude for any part of their life. And then they wonder why their life isn't working. Now, first of all, it's not supposed to be perfect. It's not about that. It's about learning. And so if you can grab a spark of gratitude and happiness in everything that happens to you, or most of the things at least, you'll find that life becomes a lot more bearable. It becomes more fun. And I know that those of you that are regular listeners have heard me talk before about crazy things that happen in my life, and I just kind of stand there and go, whoa, that's interesting. I wonder what that means. And I'm grateful for every kindness that I get. And for every moment that I can share with like-minded souls. And as I did the travels this last couple of years, we stayed with people who truly had very little. I mean, they did have a roof over their head, but they didn't have good food to eat for themselves or anyone else. But they had saved up their money and they fed us. They had not enough room for themselves. They had circumstances where they were so overwhelmed that they couldn't really deal with their life situation. And yet they gave. They gave to us. They gave us a place to lay our heads down. They did their best to make sure that we were comfortable. They fed us. They made sure that they were doing something that would bring some happiness into our lives. And I am extremely grateful for that. And I hope that any of those people that are listening that did accommodate us on the Vortex tour will realize that we appreciated every minute and every speck of time that we spent with you. And I deeply appreciate such things because I see the heart within the people. I see that no matter what, they have kindness and goodness within that they want to share. I'm extremely grateful for that. I don't know where any of us would be without that. And so you can be grateful for little things. You know, somebody doesn't have to drop $1 million on you. You know, they could just help you a little bit. Or they can give you a smile when you need a smile. Or a little pat on the shoulder when you need that. Or a hug. You know, there are so many things in our lives that come just at the right time. And I know you guys know what I'm talking about. When you think, wow, how did they know? How is it that that person happened to say exactly the right thing to me? How did they know? How is it that they knew I needed a hug right then when I was saying to go away? These are things to be grateful for. And to understand, too, that these things all come from the source of all that is, the one that created us. And just gives us each a little nudge, you know, to go and do this, to help with that, to notice this. And it goes two ways, you know. It's not just that we're to go help others, but we should ask when we need help. And we should be extremely grateful all the time, even for the smallest thing, because it means a lot. It's kind of like, you know, in the Bible, the story about the widow's mite. You know, she had nothing to give, but she gave what she had, and it meant more than the richest guy in town giving 10%. And that was because it was everything she had, and it was nothing to the richest guy in town. And so as we go through our lives, let's remember that. And I think, you know, I remember so many little things that, gosh, I've got a million stories that I could tell you guys. Of people that I passed, and bums on the street. I went to a gas station in Flagstaff one day, and there was a bum there who was trying to make some money, you know, with the windshield washing gambit. And he wasn't coming to me for that. I was going, you know, to pay for the gas, and as I walked into the building, he held the door open for me. And I looked right into his eyes, and I smiled, and his whole face lit up. Because somebody noticed him. And I said, thank you for holding the door for me. I appreciate that. It's little things like that. That made that guy's whole day. Because somebody noticed him. And somebody realized that he had worth. So I'm asking you guys, what do you do in your own day to bring a sense of gratitude to others? And how much that happens to you do you notice or not notice? If you're constantly sneering about what you've been given, the universe stops giving you things, you know? So it's really important to be grateful if you want more. And the things that you're the most grateful for, you will get more of. So that's just a hint. If you are wondering, you know, how to change your life in a better way, gratitude is the key. Be grateful for everything instead of complaining about everything or thinking that you don't have enough. And I've come across a lot of people that no matter how much they get, it's never going to be enough. They're like a black hole and they just suck everything up and they don't appreciate it even the tiniest bit. I feel sorry for those people because they'll never really know happiness until they can get out of that. Until they can change it to the place where they can be grateful for everything that happens. Now, sometimes you're walking by and you're shopping, and someone walks by that has beautiful perfume on. Do you ever just stop and go, oh, it smells so good? Or sometimes you're walking outside and all of a sudden there's a moment of perfection. And it's almost like you can hear a click and a hum and the angels sing. Because it truly is such an incredibly beautiful moment. And it may only last a few seconds. But there it is. You experience perfection. Or sometimes, you know, you go to an art gallery. Stop looking at the price tags, you know. Just walk around and look at the art. I've had a couple times where I've encountered artwork that was so perfect that I burst into tears upon seeing it. It was amazing. Simple things. And the last one that I remember that did that to me was actually a pastel drawing. And it was a nude pastel drawing, kind of like Degas. And it was just perfect. Every line on this was perfect. The shading was perfect. It was just really a work of art. And so those kinds of things are what I'm talking about. Be grateful for those moments because that's what's real. That's what brings you life. That's what keeps your life going. And that's what will sustain you in the hard times. Because if you can't do that, then you really need to find something that's going to help you or someone who will remind you of these things. So now what I'd like to do is I would like to read you some quotes from some people about gratitude. Because tonight it's all about gratitude. Let's make this whole week our week of gratefulness. So that when we sit down for Thanksgiving dinner on Thursday, we can truly give thanks, not for the trite things everybody says, oh, my family, my loved ones, you know. Let's do that, but let's go beyond that. You don't have to say it all out loud, but just think it within yourself as you sit down to dinner. Wow, I'm so grateful. Even if you're sitting down to a can of tuna, you know, whatever it is, be grateful because you're being fed. And if you're gathering with other people, be grateful for each person that's there with you. It's a great time to have that. Let's start off with Albert Schweitzer, who said, at times our own light goes out and is rekindled by a spark from another person. Each of us has cause to think with deep gratitude of those who have lighted the flame within us. Oh, I love that one. He also said, to educate yourself for the feeling of gratitude means to take nothing for granted, but to always seek out and value the kind that will stand behind the action. Nothing that is done for you is a matter of course. Everything originates in a will for the good, which is directed at you. Train yourself never to put off the word or action for the expression of gratitude. A good reminder. Alfred Painter said, saying thank you is more than good manners. It is good spirituality. I agree. Brother David Steindl Rost said, gratefulness is the key to a happy life that we hold in our hands. Because if we are not grateful, then no matter how much we have, we will not be happy. Because we will always want to have something else. Or something more. Buddha said, let us rise up and be thankful. For if we didn't learn a lot today, at least we learned a little. And if we didn't learn a little, at least we didn't get sick. And if we got sick, at least we didn't die. So, let us all be thankful. Cicero said, gratitude is not only the greatest of virtues, but the parent of all the others. Dennis Waitley said, happiness cannot be traveled to, owned, earned, worn, or consumed. Happiness is the spiritual experience of living every minute with love, grace, and gratitude. Here's one that'll crack you up. Edward Gibbons said, revenge is profitable. Gratitude is expensive. Eric Hoffer said, the hardest arithmetic to master is that which enables us to count our blessings. Especially nowadays, huh? Let's see what else. H.U. Westermeyer said, "The pilgrims made 7 times more graves than huts. No Americans have been more impoverished than those who, nevertheless, set aside a day of thanksgiving." Henry Ward Beecher said, "Gratitude is the fairest blossom which springs from the soul." Jean-Jacques Rousseau said, "There is nothing better than the encouragement of a good friend." Johannes Gartner said, "To speak gratitude is courteous and pleasant. To enact gratitude is generous and noble. But to live gratitude is to touch heaven." Leroy Satchel Page said, "Don't pray when it rains if you don't pray when the sun shines." I like that one. Mark Estrin said, "Kindness trumps greed. It asks for sharing. Kindness trumps fear. It calls forth gratefulness and love. Kindness trumps even stupidity, for with sharing and love, one learns." Marcel Proust said, "Let us be grateful to people who make us happy. They are the charming gardeners who make our souls blossom." Margaret Cousins said, "Appreciation can make a day, even change a life. Your willingness to put it into words is all that is necessary." Meister Eckhart said, "If the only prayer you said in your whole life was, 'Thank you,' that would suffice." Melody Beattie said, "Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos into order, confusion into clarity. It turns problems into gifts, failures into success, the unexpected into perfect timing, and mistakes into important events. Gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow." Seneca said, "There is as much greatness of mind in acknowledging a good turn as in doing it." Thomas Erskine said, "In the New Testament, religion is grace and ethics is gratitude." William James said, "The deepest craving of human nature is the need to be appreciated." If you'd like to know where I got these quotes from, I got them from wisdomquotes.com and then /cat_gratitude.html. And again, that is wisdomquotes.com/cat_gratitude.html. Good place to get some quotes. So I thought that would be good to start off show tonight. Now, the next part of the show, that I know that you guys all love, is going to be a meditation. And then if you decide that you would like to fast chat me some information about the meditation or make some comments about gratitude or anything like that, then there'll be a little bit of time to do that. So, get comfortable. Unless you are driving or operating heavy equipment or doing something otherwise dangerous, like walking around the house with candles or something. So make sure you find yourself a comfortable spot now. Get comfy, not too comfy. I don't want you to fall asleep. I want you to be conscious through this. Turn the lights down if you need to. Turn off the TV, even the pictures, please. If you happen to be watching TV, put the computer on mute. Except for this. You do want to hear this. So if you have things like Skype and things like that, or cell phones that are going to ring, please put all that stuff on mute. Okay. Now, if you're ready, close your eyes. Take a nice deep breath. Let it out gently. Take another nice, deep breath. All the way down to your tummy. Let it out gently. Take another nice, deep breath all the way down to your toes. Let it fall gently out of your body. And now continue to breathe slow and deep. And see yourself floating in the center of that beautiful blue cloud, your safe place. Everything is blue light, sparkling and scintillating. And now there's a golden cloud floating towards you. And it gently cradles you as it comes underneath you. Oh, it's so soft. It has a beautiful smell. Hard to describe. Just a gorgeous smell. It feels so wonderful. And the cloud gently moves you to another place. And then the cloud moves a little bit so that you're kind of sitting up. And it becomes almost like a throne for you. But it's a soft, nice-smelling, bright and beautiful throne. And you see that you're approaching a beautiful place. And as you come closer and closer to this place, your eyes open wide with wonder. Your senses are thrilled. Oh, my Lord, what a beautiful place. You look around you, and you see that everything in this place is perfect. You feel that it strikes a chord within you just to look at this place, to look at the great beauty everywhere. You look with wonder upon things that you might not have seen before. And now you hear a joyous laughter in the distance. And you eagerly look towards that laughter and you see a brilliant golden white light coming towards you from far away, faster and faster. And the laughter gets louder, and it comes closer, and it's brighter, and you see the movement within it. And then suddenly the laughter is all around you, and you're being hugged and kissed from every direction. And all these beings that are there are so happy to see you. And you are so happy to see them. You see your Andromedan healing team. You see all of the ET brothers and sisters that you work with. You see the interdimensionals, the beings from this planet, past, present, and future, loved ones. Oh, how happy. Look upon their shining, smiling faces. Aren't they glad to see you? Makes you kind of giggle. Such happiness at your presence. And you are so happy to see them. And now you see that they've brought a table. Oh, it's a beautiful table. It's huge, too. And they're setting it down in front of you, and everybody is taking a seat around there. They brought their own golden clouds that are now thrones. And you're at the head of that table. And now food is appearing all over that table like magic. Just popping in or slowly materializing. And your eyes grow wide with wonder as you see your favorite foods foods that you might like to try and foods that you're not sure exactly what they are, but they look yummy. And you're looking at all this great expanse of all kinds of wonderful food. And now the beverages appear. And your glasses, which are of the most beautiful substances, are now filling to the brim with your favorite drinks, everything that you love. And the smells, oh, what wonderful smells. And you realize you are at cosmic Thanksgiving dinner with all of those that you love and who love you. And you look from face to face, eye to eye, and you drink in the beauty and the joy and the love of each being there. And now you all hold hands around the table to give thanks. And I'm going to leave you alone with them for a little bit to give your thanks and to listen to the thanks of your team. As you hear their thanks, look at their hearts. You can see them glowing right through the clothes. And you look down with wonder at your own heart, and you see that your heart is glowing with thanks. Close your eyes for a moment, and you drink in the smells and the joyous laughter, and you give another thank you to all that are there, to the source of all that is, the divine creator of all. You give thanks for your life. And for your ability to feel gratitude. And you offer up this prayer. Beloved Prime Creator, thank you for my life. Thank you for my body world. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for filling my life with such wonderful friends whom I love so dearly. Thank you for my lessons, even the very difficult ones, for they have always, always brought me to a better place. They have always made me grow to be a better human being. Thank you, Divine Oneness, for everything that I have and everything that I am and everything that I am yet to be. Thank you for everything. And I thank my body for it has carried me here for so long. I thank every cell within my being, past, present, and future. I thank every being that I was and that I will be yet. Thank you. Now take a deep breath and fill your heart with that prayer of gratitude, with the golden light, with the wonderful smells. Now take another deep breath and let that beautiful golden light and that gratitude go through every cell of your body, gently, beautifully, intensely. Take another deep breath and drive it all the way through the spaces between everything within you. Feel that vibration of gratitude. And know now that you are irrevocably changed. You have now become more of who you really are. You have raised your vibration. You can continue to raise it by coming back to this place of thanksgiving and gratitude every chance that you get. And now you look around you at the table and you see your team in a different light, don't you? You see more of the truth of who they are. You see how bright and beautiful they are. And now some of them are holding up a mirror for you to look into. How does it make you feel to see how bright and beautiful you are? This is the truth of who we are. This is what is inside of every being in existence, whether they be light or dark in this incarnation. The truth of love, the truth of the divine oneness is within each one. Remember this. Now look at how your team is laughing. And you're all eating this wonderful food and drinking these wonderful beverages. How wonderful is that? Such incredible tastes and smells. Just be in that joy for a moment. Feel it throughout your body, throughout your soul. And now as you look beyond your group, you see there are an infinite number of tables just like yours in every direction. And at the end of each table connects with another table so that we have a Thanksgiving feast all the way through creation. And all of us as one family are joined together in gratitude, in love, and in the truth of who we are. And now you thank your team for being there for you. And there's more hugging and kissing. And they remind you that they are always here. Just remember to ask for them. And some of them are giving you gifts. Remember to say thank you. And you may have some gifts for them too. And now you go back to sit down in your cloud. and it very gently draws away from the table, and everybody's waving. Everybody's taking their cloud off to different directions, waving and blowing kisses and laughing. Oh, such love. We love you so much. And now, your cloud becomes more of a cloud and ferries you back to your body. And very, very gently places that portion of you that's traveled back into your body. And you just slide into it with grace and ease. And things kind of click as everything goes into place. Bring your consciousness fully back now. Open your eyes. Move around. Stretch, yawn. You can give vent to those giggles now, too. Make sure that you're fully back. And now, if you can, stand up where you are. We're going to go through a grounding exercise so everybody's safe to go on and do their other things. So stand with your feet shoulder width apart, feet flat on the ground, and see a brilliant emerald green light streaking up through the bottoms of your feet, all the way up through your body, out the top of your head, into the cosmos, through the base of God itself, out the back, through the back of the cosmos, and back into the back of Mother Earth, so that you stand grounded and connected with Mother Earth with this brilliant emerald green light. Now see coming from the center of God itself a brilliant golden light streaking through the cosmos, down through the top of your head, down through your body, out the bottoms of your feet, into the core of Mother Earth, out the back, through the back of the cosmos, and in through the back of God itself, so that now you stand connected with God itself and heaven with a brilliant golden light. And now see coming from the center of your heart a brilliant hot pink light that streaks out in front of you, goes right through the heart of God itself, out the back, through the hearts of every being in creation, through the heart of Mother Earth herself, and back in through the back of your heart so that you stand connected now through love and truth with the hearts of all beings in creation. And now you stand grounded and connected, the bridge between heaven and earth. Welcome back. So did you guys enjoy that? I'd love to get your emails about what you experienced, or if somebody wants to call in and talk about it. We still have about 10 minutes left. You can do this gratitude meditation as many times as you want to. Every day can be Thanksgiving Day. Every day, we can be grateful. Every day, we can enjoy the virtual Thanksgiving meal. And you know what? There's no calories. So that's even better. So we can really keep on enjoying things. The only thing that prevents you from enjoying life is you. Because even in the simplest things, we can get enjoyment. We can have fun. Create your own fun. Create what's going to work for you and what is going to bring you the most happiness. And I guarantee you that the more grateful you are, the more things you will have to be grateful for. Someone pointed that out to me many, many years ago when I started my shamanic training. And I made it a practice to say thank you every night. I reviewed my life that day. And in my head, I would just be saying, thank you, God, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I would think about the different things I'd gone through that day. The fun things. Sometimes the aggravating things, but what I learned from that. Sometimes the scary things, and what I learned from that. And I just kept going down through all these things. And I would just finally fall asleep with a sense of deep gratitude within my heart. And the great part came when the guide that was leading us in the jungles was praying the same way, and I thought he was praying out loud. And the next morning I said, "Hey, Jerry, I did not know that you prayed the same way that I do." He said, "What do you mean?" And I said, "Well, I heard you praying last night. I heard you saying, 'Thank you, God,' and 'Thank you for this,' and 'Thank you for that.'" And he just got a twinkle in his eyes, and I said, "You were praying out loud." He said, "No, I wasn't." That was even more fun. So we hooked up telepathically because we were both being thankful at the same time. I thought that was a hoot. Just so much fun. So, you guys, practice that. I know it's been hard, you know, with what's going on in the U.S. and the world. And I know we hear so many things that are so scary and people are running around like Chicken Little. You know, we're not quite sure what to do. But you can do this for yourself. You can give yourself gratitude moments throughout the day. I tend to do it right in the moment, and I think silently to the great one that created us all. Thank you. I really am enjoying this. I love this. And so I get more of it. Now, don't say that for something you don't want. Say it for the things you do want. But, you know, be grateful for the lessons, too. Just say, "Wow, I'm grateful that I'm done with that and that I can go on to other things now." So that's one way that you can improve your life. And speaking of improving life, December is the month of love, the month of unconditional love. I should specify that because we're having another love month in February. But in December, it's all going to be about how you can get through the holidays. So we're going to be talking about neurotransmitters and weight loss for the first 2 weeks. December 2nd, Dr. Al Stein is going to be back on. And on December 9th, his partner in seminars, Dr. Marty Hinz, is going to be on. They're both going to be talking about neurotransmitters and weight loss. And you can call in and ask them the questions about what might have happened in your brain and would neurotransmitter therapy work for you. Neurotransmitter therapy, by the way, is amino acids, certain specific ones. Then we are going to have David Cerrito on. I'm not sure of the date yet, sometime in December. He's going to talk to you about having been through the six heavens and offered to go through the seventh, and what he learned about love and connection. And then in January, we're talking about how to start off not only the new year, but the rest of your life in a better way. So there's going to be a lot of famous authors on talking about their books and, you know, what they've been able to do and giving you some hints as to how to get through not only the first month of the year, but through the rest of the year and the rest of your life. Hi there, who's on the line?
Oh, hello, it's Dominic from England.
Hey, Dominic, good to hear from you. How are you, my friend?
I'm fine, yes, enjoying the show and the meditation and having quite some wonderful feelings from it.
Oh, thank you for saying that. That's wonderful.
I kind of almost got into a state of ecstasy. I find myself sitting around this table eating all these strange, unknown, weird-shaped foods, the kind of... I'm kind of designed in a sacred geometrical form.
Ooh.
Yeah. And my spirit friend Jemima, she was nibbling away at all these strange objects. And there were these, I suppose it might be Andromedans all glowing away, having fun eating. And giving presents at all these kind of energy shapes that are floating around and glowing away. Wonderful. And
I'm so glad that
I got a feeling, an actual feeling of this whole group that I'm, you know, really happy to be around.
Yes. Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so glad that you experienced all that, Dominic.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that a lot of people were really having fun. And I know that everybody was tasting the food, too, and smelling it. And I was hearing such laughter coming from the groups. I haven't quite developed
a sense of taste and smell in my mind at the moment. So maybe another time I'll actually get to grips with that element of experience. So otherwise,
well, you just have to practice it.
Yeah. You know, in day-to-day reality, I it does seem I don't have that much of an experience with smell and taste. You know, anything specific.
Awesome.
Well,
I'm so glad
to talk to you. Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And thank you for being there to be called.
Oh, well, thank you. Yes. Yes, there are some times when you just kind of wonder, but it's nice to have people call in because sometimes I think nobody's listening,
uh-huh.
So
okay,
thank you for calling.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, that's so nice. And so I know a bunch of you out there were having similar experiences because I could see it. And like I said, I heard a lot of laughter from all of your groups. And I know some of you were so delighted with that. And what you can do when you download this particular meditation is you can pause it or put, you know, a little bit longer pause in there if you want to experience more of what's at the table. Any place that you want to, just, you know, hit the pause on your computer or on your tape, and you know, spend a little bit more time in there. I couldn't spend too much time in there because we're on the radio, and you know, dead air is not a good thing. So you guys can do that for yourselves, though. And I don't have that recorded anyplace else, so you have to download it from BBS. So I hope you really enjoyed that as much as Dominic did, and that's just really cool. Great. So thank you, everybody, for being on the Fast Chat, too. And yes, Carla, indeed, I miss you guys, too. And it was just so much fun, you know, spending time with you. And it's just been, it's been quite a year to be grateful. And I am exceedingly grateful for all of you listeners. You're very important to me for a number of reasons. Mainly because, you know, you're helping me to accomplish my mission. And, you know, part of my mission is the whole thing of, you know, learning and disseminating information. And so thank you for being there. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the encouragement that you give me. And thank you for showing me that what I have to say has been helping you. Because that's the best kind of thanks that I could get, is to see the changes happening within your own lives and to see that something that I've said or brought to you has helped you to get to the next step and helps you to be better people. That's really important to me. And it's important because I've been in a place where I know why I'm here. And so I thank you all so much. Let's see, I've got to look at the Fast Chat again. How do you download it? You have to go into the archives. And everything is downloadable in MP3 format. And so sign into the archives, and there's instructions there. I think there's different players you can download it to. So you just download it to your music player, to iTunes or Windows Media, Real Player, you know, whatever it is that you happen to use. And then you'll have it there permanently. And then if you want to burn a copy of it, you know, you just stick your CD in and burn the CD. So it's fairly easy to do. At some point, I will put these meditations on a, you know, on a CD and offer them for sale. But for right now, hey, grab them while you can. They're free. And enjoy. And we are about out of time. So today, you have... really done a lot of good work, you guys. Thanks for listening to the readings from Light, reminding you about our bodies, and to the quotes on gratitude, and to the meditation. And I'd like to remind you that the show is brought to you by Hydramay. And if you haven't tried it, you're missing out, I'm telling you. That's about the only thing I use anymore. And I used to use those creams that were $200 for a little tiny, you know, little pot. And I don't do that anymore. I use Hydramé. And it's good to be putting nutrition on your skin. So thank you, Marjorie and John, for supporting the show. And I have a silent supporter also. And he knows who he is. So thank you. Thank you, everybody. I really, truly am grateful. And until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you are. Happy Thanksgiving. Nighty night.
Children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to
awaken the dream, awaken the dream, awaken.